The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, the music.
Yes. Yeah, okay, let's talk
every
about it.
Every time let's talk fucking about bullshit music gets ass. Played, we're in a fucking filler arc and Sam, what the fuck? They're using my bell music.
Because they do a Halloween episode where Udyu is a fucking vampire.
Yeah. And I just don't understand why they didn't use the canon vampire.
Yeah. Warning, this Bleach podcast features many spoilers from the upcoming anime arc, Thousand Year Blood War. So if you've not read the manga, or you do not want to hear spoilers for the upcoming arc, viewer discretion is advised.
What is up? Welcome to Bleach, boys. We did another 6 episodes this week, episodes 300 to 305, which is 6 episodes, by
why
the way.
Why did you look at me like that?
It's just a confusing thing.
It is very confusing.
Because we start on 300, we watch all of 305, so, you know, it's 6. We basically set ourselves up. We did 3 canon, 3 filler, and then when we come back next week, we'll have 5 episodes all going through the full... Which is, this seems crazy, Gin versus Aizen and Mugetsu.
Which, wow. It goes all the way to the end?
Yeah, it's because after this, so we do 5 episodes, and then it's a huge filler arc. Huge.
How big are we talking?
And then they immediately come back from the filler arc, and they say their goodbyes, and then, you know, Fullbring and bullshit.
It's 366, that's how many episodes there are, and we have... So
it's a longum filler arc.
What the fuck?
How long is Fullbring? Like 20 episodes?
I would say that's probably accurate. I don't know. I've never actually watched Fullbring, and this is also the filler arc that I don't know anything about that's coming up as well.
I
do just remember a few key parts where they like, oh, Ichigo's powers are slowly going away during this whole arc. That's kind of like...
That's the whole thing, right?
It always blows my mind because we're obviously binge watching it, but like
the
filler episodes, they were pretty good, but that was almost a whole month of material.
But these filler episodes
were
nice.
They almost made me want to watch My Hero Currency.
I sometimes try to go back and like, or just try to kind of put myself in the spot of, if I was watching this weekly, what would it be like? I kind of try to think like that.
I'd be annoyed.
And so an example of that for me, in the episodes we were watching this week, we obviously get the great gangbang Urahara, Yoruichi, and Ichigo's dad. They all jump Aizen, and Ichigo continues to be a bitch-ass pussy. But we get that good parts. But I was watching that, like when Urahara shows up, I kind of meta myself a lot on anime. Yeah. So, like, I was thinking, oh, if I was watching this weekly, like, I would have been, one, hyped as fuck that Urahara showed up. But then, two, it would have been like, oh, Urahara's not going to win. It's like, because
He's not Ichigo.
Yeah, he's not Ichigo. Yeah. He can't win. It is like, the fact that he showed up right now is sweet, but he can't win. And that kind of annoys me when that happens in anime where, like, cool character shows up and it's like, oh, just from a story perspective, they cannot win.
They're designed purely to showcase how powerful the bad guy
is. Exactly. I hate those characters.
Yeah.
Hate those characters. And that's kind of what they do in Boruto, which is why I have a lot of problems with that. So,
well, none of us really like
it's
Boruto.
It's just, it's all over the place. And that's from a weekly perspective, which thank God I wasn't watching weekly. Yeah. We were reading weekly, which might be a little worse.
I feel like reading is so much more satisfactory, though, because you get through
it
quickly.
I don't know. As we're reading My Hero Academia, we are enjoying it, but fuck.
I mean, I'm watching it.
On some
trash.
Series, yes. On some series, no. I would say there's some series that can greatly benefit from doing it weekly. Like, I do think I remember really liking Bleach weekly.
Yeah.
But then, like, on the other hand, One Piece for me. Like, I love binging that so much more. Because One Piece is a lot more so, like, Bleach is very action oriented, where you can get like a lot of kind of like action stuff that happens. It's not super
deep. So weird
how
we normally talk about it as like a philosophy
class. It's like, and when they do, they're like, you know, it's only a couple of panels, but like, and then it's just filled with text, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, One Piece tries to fucking juggle 20 characters constantly, having 5 different fights all over the place, they're bickering back and forth. And it's like, man, I'll get done reading a chapter of One Piece, and I was like, wow, okay, I'm Woo.
Let me just get like, the fucking chart out.
Like, yeah, love that. And meanwhile, you could go and read Bleach, and it's like, oh, cool. They fought some. They did a cool move. It's like, it was really awesome. One of them actually got injured. Nice.
Yeah.
We and get the Hitsugaya panel where he gets cut
and
in
then
half.
It's like, I can't wait to see what happens next week. And then I move on with my life.
But you know what's wild about the whole Urahara
showing up?
Isshin and Yoruichi thing? Mm-hmm. They got wrecked almost as quickly as the Vizards did.
I think they had an episode. They had less screen time because the Visors did show up like to help out with the Espadas,
and then
they did get the jump eyes in. So it's like they did get a kind of a precursor to that.
Yeah.
But I do think their fight was cooler than when the captain jumped eyes in.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
I think so.
They were actually doing combo moves.
Like,
and
do you
stuff.
Remember when they pulled the chain and were restraining him?
So
they were
doing sick combo moves and actually like. They were vibing with each other. And meanwhile, everybody else like, I'll do my freeze move. I'll do my appear behind you and stab you in the back move. It's like there's no cohesiveness to that. Yeah. Meanwhile, it was like a triple threat.
Was it all planned, though?
I would probably say Yoruichi, Urahara,
and
I would assume Ichigo's dad had the foresight to be like, yo, how are we fucking this guy up? Like,
what it do?
So I want to know the backstory because Isshin shouldn't know Urahara. Right?
Well, I would assume that if you are a Soul Reaper who is in Karakura Town, you probably know Urahara.
Because if we jump ahead, obviously he helps him out with Misaki.
Because just from the kind of like perspective of the anime we got so far, it seems like Urahara is very famous.
Yeah.
Very famous.
Yeah,
it's like when you get kicked out of Soul Society, Yamamoto like slips you a little fucking paper. It's like, I know a guy.
It's like
the
he's the guy who's like everybody willfully turns a blind eye to, but they know that guy. Like, they're he'll get you the goods, dude.
Which it's so weird because he was only in Soul Society for like 7 years.
Yeah.
As a captain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was still part
of the stealth force before that.
Yeah. He was just a badass the whole way through. And now he's just like the guy. He developed the whole research and development spot. So it's like you're legendary. But I like the Urahara thing was just kind of like, okay. Yeah. And then Yoruichi showing up, okay. And it brings me back to the Thousand Year Blood War topic I brought up last podcast, where because we know their abilities in Thousand Year Blood War, it makes it stupid that we're watching this.
It was even weirder because Isshin doesn't even fucking go Shikai.
He does nothing. He does one Getsuga at the end.
So what blows my mind away is like when Unohana and Ichigo are running from Waco Mundo, they're like, oh wow, you're the key to this. You're the only one that hasn't seen his Shikai. They were fucking Aizen up. Like, granted, he was just letting him take it. But like, they were doing damage, and he didn't care anymore?
Well, it was he became too powerful, so they couldn't comprehend his spiritual pressure and
but
stuff.
But like his Shikai, like he wasn't getting like.
I don't
did Isshin not care about?
No, well, I don't know if Aizen was using his Shikai. Like I always thought he was using it permanently. Have they never seen his Shikai?
Oh, I think Jose's saying is right. Yeah. Is like he just doesn't care. He says He says at one point where he's like, "Oh, I don't need to defend anymore."
Yeah.
It's like I don't need to do anything. He's like, "Go for it," and he even keeps. Goading them on, where they're like, "Okay, you might better do it now.
Yeah.
You better hurry. Like if you're gonna do some sick
Sam's
tricks,
grin the whole time.
Do it now,
like, that's my boy."
And it's like he's just standing there, and like even Urahara is like, "Yeah, he ain't gonna be stuck in that for a long time, you know."
Dude, that well, we found out one key thing that I never knew
I was worried when we talked about this while we were watching. I was worried I was going to forget to bring this up. Go ahead,
because it was so jarring.
Yeah,
because Urahara is that kind of character where they just make shit up
for him,
and it's like cool. Apparently you release spiritual energy
from your wrists.
Yep. Yeah.
That's your 2 points.
So you put the cuffs on him.
And if you put cuffs on people, like specifically Urahara's special made cuffs, it causes you to explode because you have no ventilation.
Yep.
So what? But it was dope. Like I was cool with it, but at the point where I was like,
but like that's so weird. What a weird thing to just be like, they only come out of your wrists, all of your spiritual
that's
energy.
Really weird.
Only your wrist is where it comes out.
And I love how they explained it too. It's like, oh, you hit me twice? The real Aizen would never do that. It's a cutscene where it's Una or Hara.
Yep.
Oh, I touched you there. Oh, I touched you there. Gotcha.
Yep.
Like, what?
I also love that Aizen basically declares where he's like, anything under 90, don't waste your time on it.
Yeah, he straight up is like, 30? Really? You hit me with that?
It's like disrespect. Oh, come on, guys. It's like, we're going 30s. If you don't you dare fucking go single digit, I will kill you.
Well, I don't know if you saw it. It's when Urahara does the lightning kind of prison thing.
Yeah. Benahemon.
Aizen literally just turns around and is like, what? Like, all the other characters are like, oh, I've been trapped. Yeah. I can't move. I can't even turn around. Aizen's like, the fuck, mate? Like,
I feel like if you had to, because that part I was thinking too, and then when he pulls out anything dark purple, those are like, ooh, those are the big baller moves.
Yeah, they were making up hotos.
Yeah. It's like anything when you get to the 90s, it starts going purplish, and it's like, ooh, that's going to be the big dick moves they're pulling out. And he did that, so he did the thing you're talking about. Then he summoned these dark purple balls to go around.
Yeah, those were super cool.
They did nothing.
Did nothing.
I think they were like, hit this with the other purple rays and we'll explode.
Yeah, I was just like, oh.
There was a loss in
translation
there.
Dark purple one with little balls. And I was like, ooh, 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 ooh. And then he did like a pinkish purple thing, and that was the big badoo. It was like, oh, okay.
I think, Jose, were you the one that got hyped because Urahara started doing a chant too? Oh, and I was like, oh, this is going to be lit. And you're like, damn, he's cool. And then you just see, oh, yeah, this is Aizen.
Yeah. I'm like, ah.
But
it's
dumb. Like, I just don't get. Like
Ishin is the biggest offender by far of this fact that he does not do anything.
He does.
We
he
have
has
the
Aspire.
Name of the Zanpakuto.
Yep.
And they don't do anything.
Yep. It's just so weird. And it's like, I don't understand. Well, I don't want to complain about this too long because we did
last time. We'll just move on.
But, like, it just makes no sense. Like, why are they not using abilities?
Even if you go past all this, I called it right when fucking Urahara shoots Aizen in the back of the shoulder. It's like, okay, clearly you had a 360 no-scope. You could have hit him in the head,
but
the heart.
Had he gone for, like, the neck?
Oh,
it covered.
Gone
thing.
For
he
the
got
head.
It covered.
Yeah.
He hit. So Urahara knew, head. Played around.
There's a whole... The Wait, heart?
Went for the shoulder where he wouldn't hit anything.
What if he hit a fucking... What if he hit the Hogyoku?
What if?
I don't know.
What if?
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
We get Inuyasha at that point because it's going to shatter into like thousands of pieces.
And then 30 bajillion Aizens show up. And
hell
like,
yeah.
My
Let's
will
go.
Was to make this thing split.
Bleach Inuyasha. Who would be going to collect all of the pieces for Aizen? It can't. Would it be Gin? Because Gin's a good guy.
No,
it can't be
Gin's a good guy.
So who's left? Hallible? Hallible?
Hallible could do it.
Yeah.
That bitch slashed me. No.
Yeah. But I feel like from the stuff I've still kind of seen or like from what I know of. Like Thousand Year Blood War things, they still seem to really like Aizen. Is like,
yeah, very
it
much.
It seems
so.
To still be they have a high respect for Aizen, whether that be because he literally created them into like this next level being.
Yeah.
So like, there is a base level of like, hey, he did kind of hook us up. He was an asshole.
Yeah.
He did kind of hook us up, and I gotta respect the boy.
Yeah it's like my dad was a dickhead, but when you go to see him instead of living with him on a daily basis,
now you
nice
appreciate
him.
Yeah.
I would also say because. He got stronger, Thousand Year Blood War.
Oh,
so it's kind of just like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to hold a gripe because he slashed me in the fucking back last time. So might as well just fucking settle
down. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I honestly, my favorite part so far, I think, has been, I think the, as much as I hate they weren't using powers, that was such a good fight. The 3-on-1 versus Aizen was so good.
It was like choreographed. It was just beautiful.
Yeah. And even like Aizen, whereas like, you know, we were talking about, oh, I just didn't need to defend. He was like fucking styling on them.
Yeah.
Like,
let me use my shoe.
Yeah.
He did not give up. Fuck,
awesome.
Man.
It's like they would try to
so
do
badass.
Cool moves, and it's like he would just like, oh, and now you're coming from above. Oh, got it. Yep, thank
got
you.
It.
And it's like, oh, you would only use it under 30 if it's like, oh,
yep,
here it comes.
That's
so predictable.
See, that's like playing Smash with Sam.
Yeah, that's what it was like. We had Lewis over for the first couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Which it's we've all played a lot of Smash, all three of us. It used to be me, you, and Danny, or me, Jose, and Danny. Just and then it was me, Josh, and Lewis played a fuck ton. And it's always the same. They fucking team up, bullshit.
Yep.
So it's like the moment they started doing the 2v1, I was like, oh, it's like Smash. It's like,
yeah.
And then fucking the Yoruichi shows up midway through. It's like, oh, it's like Smash.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like, here we go.
One person's chained up getting grabbed. Yep. And the fucking Sam's just do it, do it.
I will sacrifice myself.
It's so good, and it's because I feel like Bleach historically, they've kind of been 1v1 fights pretty much.
Yeah,
I think
very much.
Through most of the anime, they've been pretty respectful, and it's like it's gonna be 1v1 fights. There's obviously the kind of like Chad, Renji, and whatever versus
Yami, whatever.
That is a bit of an exception, but I think aside from the captains doing the jumping first. This is like the first good like where we're gonna group fight somebody.
Yeah.
And it's about goddamn time. I gotta say, it's about they could solve so many problems if they all just jumped a guy.
I think they had did they realize they were gonna do Thousand Year Blood War? Because this felt kind of one of those things where they were just like, go full salvo,
I have a
group battle.
See, I don't know if anybody except for Tite Kuba would know that.
Yeah.
If I assume he had plans to do that, because obviously once you do finish the Aizen arc, like if you think about all the stuff for Bleach, once you finish the Aizen arc, the only thing anywhere left to explore that you've ever mentioned before is Quincy's. That's literally the only thing. That's the only path left. That's the only place to go. He obviously ended with the Fullbring one. Well, manga didn't end for Fullbring, but I do think they took a year break in between.
It took a full break because we were excited when it came back.
So were they continuous otherwise?
Like, yes.
It was just straight through.
So he did the Fullbring arc, and that's like, okay, I knocked out what Orihime's powers and what Chad and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the only thing left is literally the Quincy's.
Yeah, because I mean, remember how he was supposed to be the rival. He was supposed to be
He's always been Ichigo's equal this whole time.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's he's crazy strong. When he almost killed Okiora, that was crazy.
I really twisted my arm on that one. I didn't even see it coming. Oh,
you could say he'd break your arm.
I really liked the part. So, like, it was called very early, but I love the reveal that Ichigo, like, the whole reason he acts like a big-ass bitch is because he can feel Aizen's spiritual pressure.
Oh,
it's like they dropped that little hint with Ishin showing up. It's like, oh, we can't even, like, tell.
It's like attacking a ghost.
It's like the only one who could tell is someone who's, like, equal to him. And the whole time, which has been my complaint of Ichigo, the whole fucking fight since he's shown up above Karakuratown.
He does nothing. When Urahara first shows up and he's like, boom, stabs.
He's behind you. Yeah.
He does nothing. And it's like he's the main character. And he just sits there and just kind of trembles. And it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
A little bit. I get it. But it's like, this is the only time where they put that to work. And I'm like, oh, okay, I like that reveal. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I say Gin was probably the GOAT of, like, besides the fight, like, he was great. He was awesome. Like, oh, you're saying he doesn't need me?
Yeah.
Then you must think you're not winning, right? I was like, damn.
Yeah, Gin was really good.
Yeah, I like Gin.
And it's
a
like
lot.
You could tell he's up to some shit, and it's like they kind of do little hints all around, and he gives Ichigo's like, yeah, just go.
There was a part where Ichigo had that like eye like, oh my god, I'm gonna die here, and he's like, ah, oh, fuck, kid.
He's like, well, get out of here.
Scamper along.
It's so good, and it's like Gin has always been the character where it's like he's just, you can't read him. Like,
you don't
fucking know what is his deal.
Mega sketch.
And he just comes off as so good in this. He plays both sides so well, even to the point where he offers to sit down and watch with Ichigo.
That was so good.
Because it really is like, I mean, how often are you going to see a god, let's say, go up against three, like, legendary people? And it's like, ooh, this is going to be fucking good. It's like, let's sit down. Holy shit.
Get some popcorn, get some drinks. We got this.
So two things about Gin came up. I think, I don't remember, but it was like the first time I've seen his eyes get shown, which was super cool. He gets Getsuga.
I believe he does
it. Yeah, you said that, and I just can't remember. I don't know if it is or not, but I that's purely just my memory. I would be surprised if it is the first time we've seen his eyes, but I honestly, he hasn't done much else aside from when he initially shoots Ichigo out of the fucking gate,
like
they flash back to.
He's got very blue eyes.
And we know we're going to, like, what's going to happen, and I feel like that was the time to reveal it, but it seemed weird. And then the other thing is, he did not know Aizen was going to kill the cleaner. Like, he was actually genuinely stressed.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
When I said the
Senkai Mon, and he's just like, I can open this whenever I want.
Yeah.
And so he just walks right in.
Here's the problem with that cleaner reveal, right? It was cool. It was awesome. You know who already did that? Captain Amagai.
I was thinking that!
Amagai did that exact thing already.
He didn't.
Which ruins it.
But yes, like, I agree with you. We have to go. Like, we're going to die. That's reason you're fighting.
It ruins that. And it's like Captain Amagai, literally, his whole squad is in there. The cleaner's going to be just jumps. Doesn't even explode. He, like, disintegrates it. Just like, and just, like, it disintegrates. Meanwhile, Aizen straight up fucking exploded the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
But, like.
Like, it has a spine?
And even Gin is like, that's supposed to be, like, completely immune to, like, spiritual energy and stuff. Like, where it's, like, almost impossible to do.
Yeah, he said Soul Reapers have no effect
on
it.
They just, like, Amagai, he literally just walked up, held out his thing, and it just fucking disintegrated.
That's still, you know what? I'm going to say it as much as I hate on the bounce. Mm-hmm. That was the worst fucking filler arc.
Yes, it should be removed.
Yeah.
Let's not hold out our vote yet because we haven't seen the last filler arc that's coming up. But
we'll rank the filler arcs afterwards.
Yeah. This could take the cake.
I don't see it, though. I genuinely, because it was before we started watching with you, but that was so atrocious to get through every week.
It was just like that arc to me was. They were trying to conceal this thing where it's like, oh, my guy's the bad guy. But it's like, you see it coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
And it's like, there were parts in it where they kind of go like, oh, wait, is he? Because I remember with the final fight when Amagai teams up with Ichigo, I'm like, oh, he's actually a good guy. It's like, and they do try to bait you, but then it's just like, no, you're right. It's like, he's the bad guy.
He was the bad guy.
I can't tell if it's just because we've watched so much or we've gotten used to it. Because, like, we were in college doing, you know, English theory stuff. But, like, it's still weird that they're just so blatant with that shit.
Yeah.
I feel like the one time they did okay with it was the Hellverse. Obviously, we knew he was going to be the bad guy, but they never, like, tried to blatantly hint at it. They just made it seem like he was this guy.
They did a good job with it in the Hellverse. I will give them that. The reveal was pretty good, and they didn't... they didn't do, like, you were even, last time we were talking about the Hellverse, you were even like, oh, I was waiting for him to do, like, the evil smirk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like, because that's what they would normally do. Yeah. They would, like tell the audience beforehand, like, ooh, something's about to happen.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting you also find out with the main character.
Yeah.
Which is just, I don't know. And it's like, the filler arcs are fine. They have to happen. I understand why they happen. But it sucks when they overlap like this because then it's like, dude, it's like that lessens that so much.
Oh, very
much
so. Because we had the 3v3 or the 3v1, the Dongai exploding, and then now we're getting the cool reveal of Tensa Zangetsu's form and Hichigo with the
final
fucking
Getsuga.
In the like full holo map.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to have to dip out. Like, seriously?
We did get enjoyable fillers, though.
Yeah, I would say the fillers were good, but it's... I mean, the biggest spoil or the biggest hype train was Don Kanoji shows up in the
end. We were so excited.
He's about to kill Totsuki.
Totsuki is so awesome. And, like, Keigo, too, I love so much.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we actually, and they're criminally underdeveloped characters.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And I love so much that we get, like, a brief moment of Keigo being serious.
Yeah.
And where he's just like, oh, it's like me and Mizu are like, we respect each other. But it's like, he's never really opened up to me. Just
only
Ichigo.
To Ichigo.
But it's like, he's still, like, their best friend. And it's like, he just respects that. And even Totsuki's like, oh. It's like, okay. Yeah. It's like, cool.
Well, all right. See, man crush.
We don't need, like, I agree the fillers where they're, like, funny. Because I think the last three fillers were pretty fucking good.
Yeah. We got a couple from the last one that were really good, too.
But, like, they could totally go in that realm, like, because it's not going to affect the story.
Yeah,
it's not going to do anything. Just develop those characters.
Well, you want character development? Let me tell you, Keigo in the Bound arc had his soul energy sucked out by a lot of
those
mosquitoes.
He was going to die,
dead, right?
He was going to die in that. He ended up, actually, I think he saw Ichigo in Soul Reaper form during that as well, because when you get close to death, you can see Soul Reaper. So he did see Ichigo for a second there, and that's when he ended up fighting Koga.
Koga.
Get some character development for Keigo in that one as well.
But it didn't
because
count.
They actually tried to fit in with the canon instead of doing the in another timeline and then we cut away to boring filler and it's like, wow, I'm so glad we did other timeline stuff for something that doesn't affect anything. But it's like, I'm super excited for Don Kanoji to show up.
Because
Soul Bomb,
one of the reveals is basically Aizen just walks around and people disappear around.
One dude got glacked.
Sam brought up a good point where it's Totsuki and Keigo are running with two randos.
Yes.
It's the girl
of, like, the friend group. Yeah. So Karker, Riser, Erotic, I always forget what her actual name is.
Yeah.
She's one of them that's being carried.
But the other chick, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
But they didn't disappear. Like, none of them
I figured it would have been something based off your consciousness.
That's what Jose
that
was
would be
saying.
The only explanation, because it can't be anything about, like, being able to sense spiritual pressure. Because there's a randy guy was walking around
and
he just
got
incinerated.
Yeah.
And it's like, then it doesn't make any sense because, like, even Aizen to Totsuki's like, oh, it's like,
you shouldn't be doing that.
Like,
surprised.
But then, like, the girl on her back is knocked out, not doing anything.
Exactly.
So, like, it has to be potentially, maybe, something to do with consciousness.
I think it's a Fullbring bullshit thing because Ichigo's the Fullbring purpose, right?
Yes.
Like, everyone gets powers off of him. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if it's that shit.
Potentially.
Well, it's the Hogyoku, isn't it?
Because
isn't the reason, because Ichigo got his powers because Rukia had the Hogyoku in her, and he wanted to save people, so he became a Soul Reaper. And then Orihime wanted to protect people, so she got those, and then Chad wanted to fucking blow holes through fucking
he wanted to become the best boxer in the world.
And Uryu is the last Quincy.
And Keigo and Totsuki and the rest of the friend group wanted nothing, so they were just like, oh, we'll just be B characters.
Yeah.
This is great.
Not even
like,
B characters.
Meanwhile,
like C-listers.
Don Kanoji can flat out stand.
Yes.
I'm so excited for Don Kanoji to be in this. So excited.
It's so
Move,
weird
girl.
To me.
It's going to be so good. And unfortunately, well, actually, fortunately, we get him right when we come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
it
just continues all the way through.
It's like, you think Tensa Zangetsu fight is what we want, but no, the people want Don Kanoji.
It's so good. And it's like, I'm going to be blown away at these five episodes because we have to get the Gen reveal. Rangiku has to show up.
So that's probably going to happen
have to get
along Mugetsu. With Don Kanoji and Rangiku. And then we're going to get the
crazy
Mugetsu
five
right
episodes.
After that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Also, the whole precipice world shit was wild, right?
That makes no sense, by
it's
the way.
It's a hyperbolic
That's
time
bullshit.
Chamber. That's what I'm calling it.
Where it's like, oh, it's times 2000 time in here. So
and then I was trying to do the math, and Ishin's just like, oh, it's three fucking months. You don't get water. You don't get food. Time doesn't pass.
But like, what is interesting is that Aizen knows that and knows that he's training.
He said Ichigo's going to come back with more powers.
Yep.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said he's going to come back with something new.
He was walking around, and he's like, oh, Ichigo will be here soon, and I'm pretty sure he's showing up up with some new powers as well, and I will be looking forward to that.
That's cool.
It's so good. And Aizen also did mention, by the way, when he was fighting Urahara, he did mention that he already knew when he was a Soul Reaper that he was leagues above the rest of them.
Yep.
And now with his new powers, he's like even further beyond, you know. So it's like he did know at the time he was broken.
Yeah.
And then that's why it's like which is weird because remember I was saying it's almost like he doesn't know how broken he is because he gets disappointed with the Espadas and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like surely you should be able to tell.
Yeah.
Unless it's like they're ants to him or like everybody else in the world is ants and he's like, oh, I can't fucking tell.
I think it's like, oh, I've been around bees and then he has murder hornets and he's like, these will do it. And then it's like, they didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
They're too docile.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, I do like the stuff that we're getting right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the filler episodes? We got three of them. We got a Halloween theme, a New Year's theme, and then we got just a funny.
I like the first one a lot, though. The Women's Association versus the men.
That's the New Year's one.
It was the one with Shuei and Rangiku.
And that's the last one.
That was last one. Yeah. So the first one was fantastic.
I fucking love that one.
Okay, let me rewrite that. The first half of that one.
Yeah, I agree.
Was really fantastic.
I was sad it ended.
Yeah, they do. And I think there's an anime about that game that's very popular. I think it's like Chi-Drive-Fu or something. I don't know. It starts with a CH.
It's on Crunchyroll. I used to get ads for it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is an actual, or whatever.
Yeah, it's an actual game.
So you read a haiku.
And you have to find the card that associates with that. So that's what they were playing in the thing. It was hilarious.
The best part was when they were making fun of Ikaku the whole time.
Felt like Scar was in the room.
It was so good. Like, that is a great filler. That was just fun. And it's like, I could have watched a whole 20 minutes of that.
Yes.
But they ended up cutting away for another half.
But that's fun in the life of the Soul Reapers. Yeah.
I would have loved to see that for the fucking B team.
Which is such a great idea because, like, they are characters that people love. They love these characters. And it's like, they just don't get used. So it's like, what better way to do it than in the filler episode?
Yeah. But Keigo and them could have totally had something
which
like that.
Which they didn't show up. So in the second half of the filler, which was much more boring,
they didn't
even bring them to say hi. And they obviously understand. I know the reason why. Because
family, everyone's with
them. No, Ruki and Renji are Soul Reapers.
Yeah.
So it's like, they can't exactly, you know, they're in Soul Reaper form hanging out.
You think they thought that through or they just didn't feel like drawing
I would say
characters.
They at least put a little bit of thought into it. But they also just went with the main characters. It's like, oh, here you go. They're all here.
Don't you think Orihime would have wanted to see Totsuki? I know
yes,
she mentioned
that's
her.
Why I'm saying it's bullshit. Yeah. They should have been there, but it's like I get the reasoning, I get the rebuttal where it's like, oh well, they're Soul Reapers, so Renji couldn't go get them
unless they got their gi guys.
But it's like, surely it's like they should be allowed to be there. Like, why are we excluding them?
They just said gi guys, and they've been shown to be in class, haven't they?
Yeah, they all have.
So yeah, I don't get it.
But who knows? It's a dumb reason that they didn't bring him. Maybe they didn't want to fucking animate him, but they don't use those characters. And stupid.
It wasn't. It was bad in juxtaposition to the fucking Soul Reaper one. I don't think it was a terrible episode because it's kind of sweet, but like obviously we didn't really want to watch it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad, I would say. It was boring compared to
the Orihime one. There's a lot of good stories they could be telling. And it's like, that one is boring where it's like, oh, here's the summary of the second half. Oh, everybody's having such fun on New Year's Eve. Oh, did you guys forget that Orihime's brother died? Did you guys forget that? So she's by herself now. Isn't that sad?
Aren't you all assholes?
They should have just stayed in Soul Society.
It's like, this is so boring. It's so boring. But then we get the fun Halloween episode, which was great. And it was actually kind of like a sequel to the desert one.
The desert one, because he calls her Ruki the whole time.
That's just so good.
It's those are like great versions of like Elseworld stuff where they get to play around. Like they just straight up get the whole premise. They can do whatever they want. Like they brought back both the dads for this one.
Yeah.
The Uryu and
Ishin.
They
brought back the Snow Crystal too. Yeah,
yes.
Snow Crystal.
Oh my god. And it's like, I've seen those characters before in Bleach Brave Souls. I've seen those characters before. Mm-hmm. And I always thought Renji was just a mummy.
Same. I didn't know he was a pirate.
I thought he was a mummy the whole time.
That backstory killed me.
Ambassador Seaweed, dude, that tyrant.
Yeah,
oh my god,
so good. Like, that's so fun. Like, that's great. And even that was like a special. That was the only filler. Like, 10th anniversary.
Yeah, it was
like,
a 10th anniversary
cool,
one. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they had fun with that. It seems they actually had fun on that episode.
Yeah, it was weird that it came, because Lunar New Year's isn't like January, February.
Yeah,
and
no,
then Halloween's clearly.
It
in
was
November.
Weird they're jumping around so much,
but I appreciated it.
It was good.
I thought we were gonna get all the holidays once we got two in a row.
I was ready.
I was like, let's fucking go. Yeah. Let's go another
we're gonna
one.
Get Valentine's Day.
I heard the Japanese fucking go hard for St. Patty's Day. So
yes, they do. Yeah. Tokyo
we'll never get
specifically.
To know.
Yes,
we could have got that episode. Fuck. Maybe in the filler arc we'll get a St. Patrick's Day.
I'm hoping.
Who really knows?
That would be
glorious. And then we end on a Shuhei Rangiku one, which I could not give two fucks about.
I was vibing.
I was so.
I think aside from Josh loving Rangiku, I was like, he's imagined himself in that kind of position.
It's just two characters that I do not care about. And it's like, I know Rangiku. Oh, wait, real quick on the Halloween episode, Rangiku has blonde hair. That's all I wanted to
know. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's important to know which is her official hair color.
Yeah, her regular hair
color. But they changed it for the anime, which
also,
was
Also, furry
was cool.
Hitsugaya was just too much.
Yeah, it was too much. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's just, I think his voice actor is terrible.
Yeah. The last episode with Shuhei and Rengeki, it was just like, it's kind of started off a little bit funny. And I was like, okay, I kind of, they're showing like he's a workhorse and he does all this shit.
But I liked how they did the intro, because they do it for all the regular ones where they kind of prep you, like, here's what's going to happen in this episode. They did a scene where it's like Rengeki's naked and then fucking Shuhei's like, well, guess I'm going to die today. And I was so hyped for that.
I just like, ugh. I was like, oh, this is so boring. And it's like,
I don't mind it. It was
basically
fun.
The Omegai arc in a nutshell, where it's like, oh, I already know the twist coming from a mile away.
Yeah, because they did the fucking smirk.
Yes, like, they did.
It's just like, it's so dumb. And it's just like, Ron
Geek was into me.
Yeah, and I couldn't even feign ignorance. I was just like, oh, it's like, okay, I get it. It's like, listen, I don't want to shit on anybody's funny filler parade.
That's fair.
But like, why is Rangiku baiting him like that? Like,
right?
It doesn't make any sense. Like, cause she basically, you know, she's like, oh, I'm gonna go hop in the tub, and then she, at one point she really wants him to come out because he's about to be attacked by that chick, and she keeps going, oh, why don't you come in?
Yeah,
it's like, why don't you just tell him to come out? Like,
So I'm trying to think that she was fully dressed when he came out.
Yep.
There.
Yes. So she lied about taking her clothes off.
So did she? Was that fake? Because she was saying that the hollow was pumping Shuhei.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it
had to have been really
like she was
means.
Basically, don't look at me, and then goes out there and enjoys it, and that all that conversation was fake?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It was just debated out.
Did Shuhei and fucking Rangiku become the ship? Like, I'm not against it.
I feel like he's always got a thing for
faves,
her, though.
But what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know if that's been ever set up before. If it had been back in like Soul Society or something,
like really early on.
Even like when we do see Rangiku in the canon episode start to drudge on towards Gin.
Yeah.
Izuru is the one that reacts to that. It's like Shuhei is nowhere to be fucking seen.
Yeah.
So it's like it's weird to all of a sudden go like where Shuhei they hard on and go like Shuhei is crushing on Rangiku.
It's almost like they're trying to make Orihime and Ichigo a thing.
Yeah.
Like it never really happened.
Yeah. It's a weird one. It had funny parts. The episode was good, but it's just like personally, it's just two characters I don't give a fuck about. Like I've said before, I do not give a fuck about Rangiku, and I love Shuhei when he's fighting.
Yeah.
But it's like I cannot give a shit about his personality.
Who's worse, Izuru's head or Shuhei's head? Because I would
Izuru was at least funny in the filler episode that he was in.
Yeah, he was.
It's like he was like actually like playing the game and being funny. It's like Shuhei the whole time was like, oh, this is so boring.
And he gets
this
blasted in the dome.
It's like, oh, classic like fucking pervy guy. Oh, hilarious. Yeah.
Can I? Okay, so this is like the weekly Josh has got a weird gripe.
Sure.
Shuhei, when he went Shikai versus the Espada, was like game changing.
Yeah,
everyone's like, God fucking
he
damn,
he
doing
Espada?
It.
A wrong card.
Oh, or the wrong card, I apologize. But like Hitsugaya gave him the look like, oh shit, he going hard. Mm-hmm. In the filler, he just goes fucking Kazushina and just starts wrecking on this
When I was watching that, I was thinking that too, where it's like, oh, I guess he doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
But I would argue, you know, if we're going filler logic, we had the Zanmakuto Rebellion arc where he already gave up on
that. Yeah, exactly.
So so he hates his
like
Zanpakuto.
He's already like been walking around doing that shit nonstop in the back half of the Zanmakuto Rebellion arc. So I would argue that has already been established in the filler extra universe or whatever the fuck you want to call it, that he doesn't give a fuck anymore. He just does it whenever he wants.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which is dumb because I thought that same exact thing. When he jumped out and immediately went, she got like, oh, I guess he doesn't give a fuck, huh?
Yeah,
like,
he's just going to straight go for it.
I would say if it was in the filler, like if this is a separate universe and it's fillers, it's like him and Kazushina are like cool
the
now.
The filler cinematic
like,
universe, yes.
Oh, very much so, yes.
Because, I thought that same thing.
Yeah,
that's
so weird.
Same thing. And I was like, oh, that's stupid. That's that's dumb because, surely he would care. Maybe he's trying to press Rengiku. I don't fucking know.
It's all about her, you know.
But like, but they definitely knocked out of the park with the New Year's one.
Oh,
the Shuhei one was funny.
It just, yeah,
it just
went
was
around.
All right.
Yeah, it was a joke. It was the same joke.
I just think the two fillers that came before it were so much better.
Yeah,
was
I agree.
So
which
much
ones
better.
Were those?
The Halloween
and the
New
Halloween
Year's
one.
Year's.
Yeah,
they
totally.
Were so
well,
much
the first
better.
Half of the New Year's.
Then we go to that one. It was like, this kind of felt almost like a regular filler. Like, this is something I would expect them to do. Like, this would have been in the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc. And I'd be like, oh, okay. It's like, that's not the worst.
It still bugs me that the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc, one, went into the Sword Beast, because that was awful.
Yep.
And then,
really
like, how it kind of looped, like, that weird section at the end. That could have been full canon. Banner. That was such a good like arc, and then it went full Old Man like, Logan. Fucking weird.
It's weird that they just like it. Just they had a good arc with the Zombie Rebellion arc, and then they just let it go out like a fart.
It was
just like
it just happened.
It was like wow, that blew.
They can't produce too much.
We wrote all these wonderful characters.
Yep.
What should we do with
to
them?
To me, it seemed like they didn't know what the ruling on the Muramasa dying was going to be. It was like, okay, so we have this whole thing. Koga's going to show up. They're going to fight. Muramasa's going to go hollow. He's going to die. And then Muramasa's going to die. Wait, but what happens to the spirits?
Oh, yeah,
because they said their goodbyes
originally.
We actually
need to fill about 10 more weeks of content.
I just feel like they weren't getting funded, and they're just like, we don't know when the next episode is.
If I can, from memory, recall, because I remember like checking in with the anime stuff as we were reading it, I do remember they were incredibly close constantly, like nonstop.
Yeah, because
like,
they would catch up immediately.
So close. And you can tell from the amount of fillers we've gotten even in these parts, where there's been a couple of times where we've had to take breaks for a couple of fillers. They just, because they're that close, we're like, ooh, we literally need to buy a couple of weeks. Like, ooh, we literally need to buy this. And now we're at the part where it's like the next five episodes we get are canon, and then we're going filler for the goddamn long haul.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to go crazy. So they get super close, and that sucks. Yeah. Like, I just bring that back around. Dude, that fucking blows. That it's like I cannot in good faith as Sam the Bount guy recommend anybody watch fucking Bleach because it's too the fillers are too crazy. They ruin it though.
They start showing off stuff that's not supposed to
I
be done.
I feel like with the Bount arc, you could tell somebody watch that and they would not know. They would not know. They would watch that and be like, okay, it's like, you know, wasn't the most exciting thing, but they tried to fit it in. They tried to improve on some of the characters. It has some sort of a moral point to it where it's like, you know, very relatable with millennials, by the way, you know, not choosing to be born in the world and being fucked.
Yeah.
So millennials would love the Bount arc.
Preach.
So it's like they at least tried to play it off, and they keep some of the characters around, which the Mod Souls, you know, they keep them around to like flesh out. Hey, it's filler here, the Mod Souls. And like even they put the Mod Souls in canon episodes sometimes.
They're just in the background or something like
that. The Renji and Ururu Arrankar fight, they were like in the background because they fought above the Urahara shop. So they were in there. They at least tried to play that off. These other ones where they take place in the fucking middle of a canon thing and it just takes you out of it and you're gone for 70 episodes. Yeah. It is so miserable of an experience, and I can't, like, I always think of the new person, right? That's what I'm thinking of here. If they're like, hey, Sam, what is your favorite anime? And if I was to go, Bleach, like, oh, awesome, I'm going to watch Bleach, I would then have to sit them down and talk to them about,
let me go ahead and link you to this.
Yeah, it's like, let me link you to Bleach filler list or anime filler list, whatever the fuck that website is. Listen, all of these ones skip is like you're going to have to, each time you get to this episode, check the website, skip.
Even if you were to skip all the fillers, do you think Bleach is like concise enough of a story to want to stick with watching it?
I think the problem with all of that is that modern anime is so much more fluid, I guess.
We've
is
talked
how it's
about
at.
It, and Jujutsu Kaisen just like it felt like original Bleach. Like it was the Hollows in the beginning, and you should just go watch that.
But it's like, so, I mean. But, like, Jujutsu Kaisen is only, obviously, the anime we have right now is, what, 24?
Yeah.
So, it's, like, it's only that little. I like the story of Bleach a lot. Yeah. I specifically think if we were to compare, you know, like, the first 24 to the Soul Society Rescue Arc, I fucking love the Soul Society
Rescue Arc was fantastic.
And, obviously, that's unfair because one is so much more episodes than the other. But, like, that is a fantastic story. It would almost be the play to be like, just watch that and then just fucking call it, my dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, that, you can almost get off with it being kind of like a... It doesn't really fall into the classic zone, but like it's a kind of an older looking anime where you can get off. Hey, just watch that arc. You'll love it. It's like it ends on a cliffhanger. Sorry, dog.
Yeah. If you really want to keep going, you just didn't get the funding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
But it's like then I want people, and I've talked about this on stream, and I am so interested to know how Thousand Year Blood War arc is going to be popularity wise. I'm so interested.
I think it's
going to
be popular just for the fact that people like us are going to come back.
So, but how, what is, obviously Bleach was mega popular. It was like a big three of us growing up. We had Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. Those are our big three. That kind of dates us, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
And that for us was huge, huge. But I feel like that maybe a lot of our audience isn't still around. You know, maybe they moved on. Who knows? We're all adults now.
Yeah.
So who knows what the situation is? And I don't feel like that there's new people getting into watching Bleach. I don't think that's the case.
I don't know,
but whenever I do wear my Bleach sweater, I do get recognized a lot. And everyone's like, oh, my God, Bleach, it's so good. I've been wanting to watch that. Is it good? And I always say, it's great. There's fillers, but just kind of like take it for what it is at that point, at that time.
I would like, I'd hate to redo Bleach Boys again, but yeah. I would almost like to do the streamline, no fillers, and see how the story plays out. Because you would go straight from Aizen dipping out to right into
Aronkars
and Izards being introduced, which would have been bonkers.
Yeah, that would have been crazy speed. Yeah. Crazy. And so, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. So Thousand Year Blood War comes back, right? You have to watch all the other series to watch Thousand Year Blood War. You cannot skip.
I think they're going to give you, like, recap episodes.
You can't even skip Volbring.
How can they possibly do a recap of all...
They brotherhood that shit. They stuffed that.
Contacted us, and they saw our My Hero recap, and they're like, these guys can do it.
Because they're really going to need to do something like that. They really... Because... It, and it's like, even that then is not doing it justice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, because you will miss out on the music. You'll miss out on the things.
Oh,
out.
My God.
It's like, the music.
Okay, let's talk
about
it.
Every time fucking Bout bullshit music gets played, we're in a fucking filler arc and Sam, what the fuck? They're using my Bout music.
Because they do a Halloween episode where Udyu is a fucking vampire.
Yeah. And I just don't understand why they didn't use the canon vampires.
It would have even have been funny, like, because they play, basically, I think it is, it's called, like, Kadia's theme, I think is what it is. And I think it might even get repurposed for Ulquiorra at one point.
It does.
Because it is the Bout thing, where it's, like, got the creepy guy breathing into the mic, like, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they use that twice, and it's not in once in that episode, once in the fucking Shuei episode, right?
They did.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it would have been funny for the, and obviously I know the reception on it was really awful, so they're probably like, we're not touching those guys anymore.
The music's fire, though.
But it would have been hilarious if, like, at some point in the Halloween episodes, the Bounce show up and, like, ooh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
I would have loved just a fucking, like, portrait in the back or something.
Yeah, it's like some sort of a nod where it's just like, even like, listen, we never had a castle like that, okay, guys? It's like just a funny nod because they exist. And it's like the way the arc was set up is they exist. It's like this. Yeah. It's the only filler arc that was set up that way that it's in canon, aside from I think this last one that's going to come up. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, well, I do think they try to play this one off. So it'll be interesting to see. I would really love to know for you guys watching out there. You can either tweet it at us or come over to YouTube and leave a comment. Would you recommend, we've talked about this before, would you recommend Bleach? And if you are just starting Bleach, like if you're watching with us and you just started it, I would love to know your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Like, is it something you could recommend your friends? Is it something you could recommend somebody new? Is like, let us know, because I feel like our tastes are very similar, like the three of us here.
Yeah.
We've obviously, I mean, we've basically grown up together.
Yeah.
So we kind of have very similar tastes. I'm interested to see what people outside of us think and feel like, because Bleach has a very rabid fan base, like
it
does,
much so.
And
they're
they're very intense into liking this. But I wonder if they can take a step back and really be like, if someone is not grown up with Bleach, can they still like this? I would love to know. Okay, well, thanks for watching. Of course, let us know the question in the comments down below. I'm sure leave a like and subscribe on the video. If you're listening, give us a good review. Leave a nice comment. Say what's up, and of course, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Weebs Guild. And we have a Discord, by the way. So if you guys want to talk, we're fucking in there all the time. It's just nonstop shit posting. Everybody's very friendly. So go ahead and drop in there. It's mostly Bleach talk. I'm going to try and redo it and add a bunch of whole like anime stuff so we could do like My Hero and all that other stuff. So I'll leave a link to that in the comments and then also tweet it out. It'll be our pinned tweet. So be sure to join us in Discord. You guys come in, say what's up, talk about Bleach, do whatever. We'll see you guys next Friday for another episode. Thanks for watching. Bye, everybody.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.